Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know Frank from Marysville is. Frank, are you there?
Yes.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Okay.
For those playing at home, Frank has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Finish the famous Frozen song. Do you want to build a what?
Pass.
Who is the lead singer of Heart?
Ann Wilson.
Yes. Which southern city has hosted the most Super Bowls?
L.A.
No.
Phoenix.
No.
Tempe.
No. In the U.K., they call this insect a ladybird, but what do we call it in the U.S.?
Pass.
What band has the hit songs Gives You Hell and Swing Swing?
Pass.
The food item hominy is made from what?
Chickpeas?
No.
Garbanzo beans?
No.
Pass.
What Freaky Friday actress stars in the new Netflix holiday movie, Our Little Secret?
Lindsay Lohan.
Correct. Slapshot is a term originating from what sport?
Hockey.
Yes. Michael Lee Adey is better known as what singer?
Pass.
The first season of American Idol aired in what early 2000s year?
2012.
No. Frank, you got 3 correct.
I do a lot better when I'm not on the phone.
When you don't feel the pressure, the timer's not there.
Oh, boy. I've had anxiety for the last 5 minutes on hold.
Oh, no! Oh,
Frank, you're so precious. And I do want to say, well, I can't say it now, but I'm so glad he got one of the questions right.
Oh, I know which one.
Yeah. We'll see if Steve does. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
Finish the famous Frozen song. Do you want to build a what?
Want to build a snowman.
Yes. Please never do that again, though. Who is the lead singer of Heart?
Well, Tatum likes it when I do it. Why wouldn't you? Actually, she doesn't.
What's that voice?
Ann Wilson?
Yes. Which southern city has hosted the most Super Bowls?
Miami.
Correct. In the UK, they call this insect a ladybird, but what do we call it in the US?
A ladybug?
Yes. What band has the hit songs Gives You Hell and Swing Swing?
Gives You Hell and Swing Swing. Ding, ding. All American Rejects.
Correct.
And they have that Dirty Little Secret song, which I learned this morning. It was originally meant to be a country song.
Oh.
Which is
the
weird.
The food item hominy is made from what?
Garbanzo beans.
No.
Corn?
Yes. What Freaky Friday actress stars in the new Netflix holiday movie, Our Little Secret?
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. Slapshot is a term originating from what sport?
Hockey.
You know it. Michael Lee Adey was better known as what singer?
Michael who a day?
Michael Lee a day.
Michael Lee a day. ML Day.
No.
I don't know.
What did you just say?
ML Day.
Steve, you got 8 correct, which is a win, 8-3. Sorry, Frank.
That's okay. I got a quick funny story that I've always wanted to tell Steve.
Oh, let's go.
We were in June. We were down in Arizona, and we went into this little town in Arizona south of Cottonwood, and my wife asked if she could do a wine tasting in this little winery.
Okay.
And it's on a strip, and we walk in, and I knew exactly who it was, and I told my wife, I go, you know who you're doing your wine tasting with, don't you? And she says, the owner? And I said, no, that's Maynard James Keenan.
Oh, that's
and she said,
awesome.
Who's that?
Oh, no!
Even better.
His book was right above the wine. It was really cool. And I was like, had a great conversation with him. He's a little different. I had to Google him afterwards and going, everything he said is not right on Google.
Oh, that's funny.
Dude, he's a unique dude. He's a hard conversation to have.
Oh, boy. When you Google him, he says he was born in like Detroit or something like that. And he told me he was born in Lakewood and hung out on Queen Anne all the time, Capitol Hill.
I kind of love that he's just making up stories to whoever he talks to.
Just getting conflicting stories.
That's awesome, Frank. You rock.
What is the name of the winery? Is it Cadacious or something?
Cadarius?
Cadarius? I don't know.
Oh, I want to go.
I think it's I'm the best.
I'm the best.
Oh.
I'm the best.
There was a whole documentary on Maynard and making the wine. It's a pretty fascinating watch, but he's out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to try it now. Michael Lee a day was better known as what singer?
No idea.
Meatloaf.
Oh!
And he wasn't born named Meatloaf?
It's kind of shocking, isn't it? Right? And one that you didn't get to, the first season of American Idol aired in what early 2000s year?
2001.
Two. Poor Frank said 2012. I think he was a little confused.
What was the question that you were happy that he got right?
He only got the lead singer of Heart, and then the next one he got right was the Freaky Friday Netflix movie, Our Little Secret. I was going to ask if he saw it.
Oh, okay.
He even said Lilo. No, he didn't. He said Lindsay Lohan.
And it's
wow.
Caduceus Sellers?
Caduceus.
Or I don't know.
I don't like it if that's the way it actually is pronounced.
Enjoy the douches.
Yeah, it doesn't sound appealing at all.
The Daily Mix Show.
What was the strangest thing that was ever stolen from you? 206-803-ROCK. We are bringing this up because a woman in Minnesota was charged for rustling sheep. Rustling is when you steal someone's livestock.
I did not know that until this morning.
First time I've heard that term as well. So here is the police chief talking about what happened.
A report of a man and woman walking a dog and a sheep. The woman who was confronted originally said that she had purchased the sheep. That turned out not to be true. What actually happened was she went to the farm and drug the sheep out of the farm. Oh. She almost choked the sheep out. So you can't rustle people's livestock in Bloomington.
Well, at first I thought that meant drug, like he gave it, like, you know, Molly or something.
Roofies.
Like that.
Yeah. I thought it was like he drugged the sheep.
Right. So I was like, that's awful. And then I'm like, oh, he meant just like dragging it. And I'm like, well, that's still awful. Like, both of those are terrible. That's just, so has anyone ever tried to steal, like, because you live on a farm,
yes,
for those that don't know, and you have, what, like 16, 17 animals?
Yeah, we're at 12 right now.
But oh, okay.
There was one time that I think both our chickens and our neighbor's chickens got out, and people put the wrong chickens back in the wrong pens.
Well, that was for a new reality show. It was from the makers of Wife Swap called Rhymes with Pock Swap.
Oh, my God. So it wasn't really like they got stolen. They just got put back in the wrong pens, which was very funny.
So nobody's ever tried to like come to your...
I mean, honestly, aside from the coyotes in the hood have definitely stolen some chickens
from
us.
Fair, okay.
But it sounds like all the sheep and animals involved in that theft were unharmed, which is great news.
I just want to pull that woman aside. What are you doing? Like, why? What is wrong with you trying to steal somebody's animal?
So what is the strangest thing that was ever stolen from you, Rockaholics? Or that one thing that you wish you could get back that was stolen? 206-803-ROCK. Ashley and Stanwood, tell us what happened when you went to a bachelorette party.
So, on our way to a bachelorette party, flying into Sky Harbor Airport, we're excited, we're ready to rock, we're at that terminal where your bags come around the roundabout, and we realize a few bags are gone. My bag is gone. Another girl's bag is gone. And then this community bag that we had packed, right?
Okay.
Well, inside the community bag for a bachelorette party is all penises. Penis straws, penis hats, penis glasses, penis glitter, penis shirts.
I mean, you're not having a bachelorette party if you don't have those things in your possession.
Bright pink, glittery. I mean, we DIY'd these obnoxious glittery. Four-foot glitter penis with a hole cut out of it so you could put your face in it.
Oh, my God. Oh, perfect for Instagram pictures.
And then our personal bags. So about 36 hours later, Maricopa County police officers call us and say they found our bags.
Ma'am, we found your penises.
So they find our bags outside of a methadone clinic in a stolen SUV. Just scattered. They are just absolutely scattered, all of our belongings, along with like 10 other bags.
Well, did
not
you make
a single penis? Not one.
Did you make
not even a speck of glitter?
Did you make penis shaped crack pipes? Is that why?
That's what they were doing. That's where they were off to. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That is wild.
Was not expecting that kind of a phone call this morning.
I also think that was the record for saying penis.
Yes.
This morning.
It's a big day today. Yeah. Trucker Matt in Moses Lake, what was stolen when you had your house broken into?
So, yeah, somebody broke into my kitchen window, and the only thing of value they really stole was an Xbox 360, but they left all the games, all the controllers, and took half of the power cord.
Huh. And what are you? I guess they're just going to maybe you just grab it and they're just hoping to bring it to a pawn shop, but that seems so strange.
That one made the most sense, but they also took my electric razor that was plugged into the wall, but left the charger.
Dude,
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, when those people came into my garage, because we unfortunately left our garage door open when we went to bed, and they went in and took the rental car that I had at the time, and the other stuff that they grabbed was like so like random. It's just like, oh, okay, it was just easy to grab and throw in the car that was in our garage.
Yeah, and they also stole a bunch of wine glasses that were probably worth 50 cents, maybe a dollar a piece, left the one that had my last name etched into it.
Oh. See, at least they had conscience. We can't take this one. This guy's last name.
Devin is in Anacortes. Same question to you. What was the strangest thing that was ever stolen from you?
A box of Krispy Kreme stolen from me.
What? Okay, now this would piss me off.
Like the same thing happened. Like, I had my car broken into. They stole my stereo. Me and my buddy had just, like, went to a Mariners game that night, and we got a dozen Krispy Kremes on the way home, and I parked my car overnight. Woke up in the morning, went out to my car. Stereo was gone. I look in the back seat. The box of Krispy Kremes was still there, and I'm like, oh, sweet, you know? And I open it up. There's one Krispy Kreme left with a bite taken out of it.
They didn't take the whole box. So they were
they just sat in the car probably stealing my whole stereo, and they literally left one left with a bite taken out of it.
Also, why did you leave the Krispy Kremes in your car overnight?
I forgot about them. They were in the back seat. I just got out and went inside.
No, I'm not trying to laugh at the situation, but just like I'm picturing these guys in your car trying to like get the stereo out, and he's like, John, hand me another one of those donuts.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, that's just awful.
Wow. Terrible. Somebody texted in at 206-803-ROCK, said I had my VHS collection stolen when somebody broke into my apartment. They took all of them except for one. Friday. They left me that one. It's a good movie.
That's a great movie.
The Daily Mix Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is that one form of entertainment that best represents the childhood you had? What did you grow up on, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. I'm very excited about Chris and Stanwood.
Okay.
Tell us the show. Hello, Chris. Tell us the show that makes you feel so nostalgic.
Oh, it's got to be The Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Yes. I had the... Oh, there's the theme song. It's
the hell? When Artie, the strongest man in the world, comes on there, I just bust up laughing.
Oh, this wasn't a cartoon?
No, this was a...
No, see, this, it's two redheaded brothers.
Was this part of the Nickelodeon craze?
Oh, yeah.
See that? Yeah. Oh, I watched that documentary. I don't know if you've watched that, Chris, the documentary about all the craziness that happened back in the day, Quiet on Set.
See, but this is like pre all of that.
So this is kind of like set the tone for future programming.
For sure.
This was all when I was not watching Nickelodeon, so it's kind of interesting to hear this stuff.
Steve in Bellevue, you've got a couple of shows that bring you back to your childhood.
Yeah, right on. So, I mean, it's like early childhood was all about the Flintstones and the Jetsons.
Yes.
And then it was all about the A-Team, brother.
Oh, man. B.A. Baracus. B.A. stood
you
for?
You know it. You know it. Heck yes.
Steve, do you remember what B.A. stood for?
What's that?
Do you remember what B.A. stood for in B.A. Baracus?
Is it bad arse?
Yeah, buddy. Badass.
Kay in
and he was
Tacoma.
Scared of helicopters. What the hell? Why do I remember this? Mr. T.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, it was a great show.
Kay in Tacoma, what was the show for you?
You Can't Do That on Television.
Oh, yeah.
Nickelodeon.
That was a great one.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one that Alanis Morissette was on for a minute?
I think you're right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's classic right
that,
there.
That was like old school Nickelodeon. That was like before, that was when I was like three.
But that was after Double Dare and all that, wasn't it?
No, it was before.
It was before.
That
was
that precursor, like Double Dare.
That might have been the gateway to Double Dare.
And what would you do?
Mark Summers.
Yep.
Mark Summers was the man.
The greatest host of all time.
I feel like we could have a whole entire like conversation just about Mark Summers.
Oh yeah,
doing the family Double Dare to Double Dare, and eventually parlaying into the world of like all the fun food shows.
Oh yeah,
do you guys Food Network?
Do you guys remember Wild and Crazy Kids?
Wild and Crazy Kids.
I don't.
It was at Nickelodeon. It was just like it was like summer activities for kids to do, and it was just like on Nickelodeon, and they had like so good.
I kind of bummed I missed out on that entire Nickelodeon time, because now watching that documentary, granted, very dark.
Sure,
but when you hear people getting so nostalgic about the fun of some of those shows, it's like, oh, man, I miss all of that.
Mm-hmm. Justin in Ferndale, what makes you nostalgic? What brings you back to your childhood?
So I can go with Cartoon Network. I can go with Nickelodeon. But for me, every Saturday morning was Kids WB and then also Fox Kids. And that's where you would see shows like Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, and that literally defined my whole generation of being a early 90s kid.
It makes sense.
That's awesome. Dude, I'm looking at the text. This one definitely strikes a chord for me. I grew up in the 80s when MTV played music videos, so I remember the decade starting with New Wave and ending with hair metal.
Yeah.
I think about like people in my generation, a lot of us seem to have a lot of love for all types of music. And I think I was talking with one of our coworkers one day. We were talking about like how, like, you know, I had so much love for like Metallica, also had so much love for like a random New Kids on the Block song. And I'm like, well, why was that? And then I realized we were just watching MTV all day. Oh, so whatever they played, that's all we cared about.
Well, then when VH1 started getting into it, too, and remember when they would do pop-up video?
Oh, yeah.
I loved pop-up video. You get to learn all these little fun factoids about these bands.
For me, it was all about Headbangers Ball, though. I would always look forward. I would not do anything on a Saturday night, A, because I was a loser, and B, because MTV's Headbangers Ball was on.
Well, you know what's funny, too, is because you say like that about MTV for you, and it like for me, and I probably Taryn, too, like the thing was TRL. Yes. Oh, like, yeah. And the same reason. It's like we like Linkin Park would be number one, but then we'd see like the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, and it was like that same kind of thing of like it, you got exposed to so much music.
You had to sit through some bands that you or artists that you really did not want to sit through, but you knew, oh crap, Blink 182 is going to be playing a new video soon, so I got to watch all these other stupid videos.
Plus, you had to see what Carson personality he was going to take on based on what guests he had.
And just so we're clear,
a chameleon.
I am not a chameleon. I am not related to Carson Daly.
No,
or John Daly.
You give me John Daly vibes, though.
If I was going to be related to one or the other, it would absolutely be
I feel
John
like you
Daly.
Share the same liver.
Jenny in Milton, what makes you take it all the way back to childhood?
Oh, my God, I'm showing my age, but Johnny Sacco, baby, that was my first exposure to the robot and the little boy that would talk to the watch on his hand, and he would shoot the missiles out of his hands, and... You know, we had David and Goliath, Lassie, Sesame Street, Ultraman, but Johnny Sacco was the one that I got up every morning. That's what got me out of bed in the morning, to watch before I went to school. I had to get all my chores done, eat breakfast, have my book bag ready to go, and I could watch it. It was on at like 7 or 7:30 in the morning.
That's funny. For me, it was Scooby-Doo and Jem and the Holograms.
I love Jem and the Holograms.
Truly outrageous. Truly, truly, truly outrageous.
We've talked about him before, too. For me, the getting ready one was Mr. Wizard.
That's what I used to get ready with, Mr. Wizard.
Yeah, it was on so early, and I just remember like watching him being like, who is this guy?
And what's he doing all these crazy tricks because of science?
Yeah.
I'm looking at Johnny Sacco and his flying robot. This was definitely before my time as well. It was like in the late 60s. And I love like the little blurb on IMDb about the show. A young boy aids in the fight against terrorist organization. See, that's the problem right now. We're not using enough young boys to help fight terrorism.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
McDonald's is offering a new McFlurry. And they are calling it the Grandma McFlurry because it is inspired by grandmas everywhere.
Okay, this could go down a really dark road, but I'm assuming it's not gonna because it's an actual thing.
It's a limited time offering.
Okay.
The Grandma McFlurry, and it combines delicious syrup and crunchy candy pieces with vanilla soft serve. So someone went onto TikTok to get a little review of the new Grandma McFlurry, and this is what it sounds like.
It does taste like something grandma would have. It kind of reminds me of the little grandma candies, but better because those aren't good.
I didn't expect it to be so crunchy, but I really like it.
I don't really like caramel, so I wasn't sure what to expect, but it's better than I thought.
I'm still an M&M McFlurry girl, though.
Tastes like I put a spoon into my grandma's purse and ate it.
Somebody needs to talk to that guy. Maybe authorities. I'm not positive.
Phrasing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm reading, so it tastes kind of, I don't know, maybe they can't say Werther's, but they taste kind of like the Werther's candy. Maybe they're not in cahoots with Werther's, so they just kind of make it sound like grandma candy, but I figured that's what it was.
So
I love Werther's.
Butterscotch.
They also do the caramel. Yeah, the caramel Werther's. Dude, those are my jam.
Do you keep those in?
I used to for you know what, now I'm going to swing by Target and get myself a bag. There was a while where I had a bag of Werther's in my car at all times.
My grandma always had Werther's.
They're so delicious.
It's a staple.
No one else likes them?
They are the best.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
I was a little nervous about what you were about to say.
No, have you ever tried the espresso the espresso ones too? Like,
no.
They're like the Werther's toffee, but they have like little strips of espresso in it, so it's a little coffee flavor.
I'm in for trying this McFlurry, though. That sounds awesome.
I'm not going to knock it till I try it.
I do have a question, then. Because you know me, I love my Mount Rushmores.
Here we go.
And I contend that the McFlurry... I mean, I'm an Oreo McFlurry guy, but there's other flavors that people like. Obviously, that lady said the M&M. I believe that the McFlurry is definitely in the Mount Rushmore of fast food desserts.
Mm-hmm. Mm. More so than the Blizzard, which it totally ripped off?
Well, there's four spots, so two of them could go. One could go to the Blizzard, and one could go to the McFlurry, if you ask me.
If we only have four spots, there's only one space for a blended candy ice cream treat.
Ooh.
What?
Some fighting words.
I don't know.
Well, what else are we going to put on it?
Well, I would give, I'm not, no offense to the McFlurry, but I think I'm going to give it to the, I would give it to the Blizzard over the McFlurry.
Dude, sometimes the copier is better than the original.
You think so?
Bluey.
Okay, well, here's this.
Bluey's a ripoff of Peppa Pig, and Bluey's better.
A lot of people
Hot
would
take.
Agree with that. So, okay, let's do this. We're going to put the McFlurry on.
Okay.
I'm going to pick a different DQ treat.
Ooh.
I'm going to pick.
You're going to go with the parfait?
No, I was going to go with, I don't even, do they still do the Dilly Bar? Do you remember the Dilly Bar back in the day?
Well, how can you argue for something that you don't even know even exists?
I don't know if it's still, but we're talking Mount Rushmore of ever.
Why don't you go with the chocolate dip cone?
Oh, I do love the chocolate dip cone,
because that's
too.
Basically a dilly bar, but with the soft serve.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah. The Daily Mix
Show. The Daily Mix Show.
If you have a tattoo that was inspired by a band, we want you to give us a call and tell us all about it. The number is 206-803-ROCK. Jason from Yelm, you have a couple tattoos inspired by bands. Tell us about them.
Woo! Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
What's up, Jason?
Yes. So, actually, I have three tattoos. I got Mother Love Bone on my right inner wrist.
So, do you have, like, the words Mother Love Bone or some kind of an image that goes with them?
No, just the words. I wanted to do the apple, but yeah. The size and the detail, I stuck with the words on that one.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then I got Kurt Cobain on my back forearm. The black and white photo that I think was on the cover of Rolling Stone. I believe that was the one after he had passed away.
That's a pretty detailed tattoo, I would imagine, then.
Yeah, it really is. I got that when I was in Iraq. A friend of mine did that. And so he was a really good detailed artist. And then I got Jimi Hendrix full back piece on my back.
Whoa.
All right, describe that one for us.
It's just Jimi Hendrix with his top hat, kind of flared out fro going on, and just a mist of smoke coming up in front of his face.
How long did the back piece take altogether?
That was about 13 hours, probably. I sat in the chair for that one. But that was broke up into sittings. And so, I wanted to give a shout out to Taryn Daly, because last week she brought up an old band called Hollywood Undead, and that made me dig into my archives. And, man, they were a good band for what they were. They never tried to be anything that they weren't, and they were a good band, man. And, you know, I appreciate that.
No, they were like a fun party metal band.
Yeah, they were fun. Can I give a shout-out to my daughter real quick? I know I've been on a minute.
I love that you gave a shout-out to Taryn before your daughter, but don't let her know that.
I'll take it.
Hey, she's sitting here with me. She's a fan, guys. But I wanted to give a shout-out to my daughter because she killed it in Mr. Kerrigan's class yesterday. She, like, was ready for debate, and those kids were not prepared, and she sliced them up like a razor when it came to the trade treaties and different things in the Pacific Northwest.
Wait.
So I just wanted to – and she's dying over here right now because she knows everybody at my school listens. So shout out
to – So you're embarrassing her, though. Hey, what's her name?
Dad tax. The dad tax. That's what that is.
What's her name?
Her name's Annabella.
Annabella, and how old is she?
She is 13.
Yay. 13, talking about the trade tax?
Say hi.
Hey, Annabella, how embarrassed are you right now of your pops?
I'm so embarrassed.
Rock on, you guys. Thanks.
One day you'll look back and be really happy you did that. That's freaking awesome.
We're talking about tattoos inspired by bands. And Ben from Port Townsend, you have one. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I got a American traditional rose tattoo with a scroll underneath that says your name, inspired by the Dropkick Murphys for a rose tattoo.
They have that song, yeah, rose
shot
tattoo.
Glass on there too, because I like whiskey. So
nice.
Well, if you like the Dropkick Murphys, I feel like you have to like whiskey as well.
Absolutely, that's a requirement.
Looking at some of the text messages at 206-803-ROCK. Someone said, "I bet the Pearl Jam Stickman is a popular rock tattoo." I had a couple buddies in college that got like one had a giant Stickman tattoo on his forearm.
Hell yeah!
Surprised you don't have one.
I've debated it. I just never gotten around to it. It's not even like it's never been about like, you know, not wanting it. I just, whenever I'm getting a tattoo, it's the last thing I even think of.
This should be your throat piece.
Or his or on his head.
Yes.
That could be cool.
Yeah, it could.
I was thinking about getting the Soundgarden Bad Motorfinger logo on my skull.
I don't know what that looks like, but I'll do that.
Yeah. I'm never going to get a tattoo on my skull. I'm just kidding.
The Daily Mix Show.